Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.
This is Parshat Shlach, being read by Rabbi James Jacobson Mazels. In Parshat Shlach, we are told the story of the spies who investigate the land of Israel before the people enter and settle there. They return and report that though the land is bountiful, the people who dwell within it are strong, terrible, and cannot be overcome. Despite the lone protests of Caleb, who insists that the Israelites can indeed possess the land, the people of Israel are paralyzed with fear. They begin to weep and argue with God, and then insist on returning to Egypt. It is this rebellion that is punished by 40 years of desert wandering. What we witness in the story of the spies is a profound failure of confidence and trust. Despite their dramatic exodus from Egypt and victories over enemies on the journey, the majority of the spies lack the faith in their ability to conquer the land. Though they admit that the land itself is rich, flowing with milk and honey, they conclude, "But the people are strong." Indeed, the word used here for but, ephes, nothing, actually indicates a negation of everything that has gone before. It is as if they are saying, "The land is bountiful, but that means nothing, for the people are too strong for us." This transforms the way they see the land, describing it in their terror as a land that consumes its inhabitants. They see themselves as powerless to confront the challenge that lies before them, telling the people that we were in our own eyes as grasshoppers, and so we were in theirs. What is striking about this statement is their projection of their own fear and lack of confidence onto the enemy. Because they felt as helpless as grasshoppers, they imagined the inhabitants could surely see them as such. Even more devastating than their lack of faith in themselves is their lack of faith in God, implied in the Talmud. The rabbis in the Talmud take the spies' assessment of the enemy's relative strength further by rereading the pivotal verse, "They are stronger than us, Mimenu," as "They are stronger than him, Mimenu." Changing the pronunciation of a single vowel suggests the spies were actually claiming that the Canaanites were more powerful even than God. This profound lack of confidence is not foreign to us. Faced with overwhelming and seemingly intractable oppressive power, such as the might of China or the dictatorships in Sudan or Burma, the devastating impact of natural disasters, or even the insidious inequalities in our own country, we often feel helpless before forces and people beyond our control. Yet in so many small and large ways, our impact can be felt. The power of every individual to impact a situation is implied in these verses, as the Parsha explicitly names every one of the spies who entered the land of Israel. This naming suggests a focus on individual responsibility, an assertion that each person can make a profound difference, as Caleb and Moshe do in defending the people before God after the rebellion. The Zohar goes even further, suggesting that acts of personal bravery and responsibility can empower not only ourselves, but God. For such is the meaning of Moses' call to God, "May the power of the Lord be great." It indicates that the divine too is waiting for us to take courageous action, and thereby enable God to enter into the world and join in our endeavor. Similarly, it is Moses' recitation of and appeal to God's 13 attributes of mercy which results in God's forgiveness. Human acts of justice can then help God recognize and enact God's best self. Not only are we not powerless, but our power extends to bringing the divine to action. Yet this power is not all or nothing. The options are not either revolutionary victory or crushing defeat. Neither Caleb nor Moshe is able to win immediately entry for the people into the land. But they transform a death sentence into a promise of deferred entry into the land after 40 years of wandering. Like Moses and Caleb, we make progress in fits and starts. By averting tragedy or making a situation bearable, we slowly heal the world and make it a better place. And this slow healing, this taking responsibility, and doing what we are able can have profound consequences. Many of the problems we encounter in the world seem overwhelming, complicated, and insolvable. Often social conditions and structures of power seem too deeply entrenched to change, or too large to conquer, as they did to the spies. But on closer inspection, this story reveals merely a failure of vision, and not a failure of ability. We may indeed be confronting giants, and perhaps we seem as grasshoppers. But as the people of Israel proved after 40 years, such challenges can indeed be met. We must adjust our vision, must continually recognize and remind ourselves that the many actions we take, even in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds, can indeed make a difference. For we are, according to Jewish tradition, ultimately immensely powerful, with the ability to bring to bear not only the power of ourselves, our community, and our nation, but the power of God, who waits to join us in our endeavors of justice.